About 70 members of the public signed up to let their representatives know their demands. 4 out of 5 proposed bills were also passed, with the exception of one bill that was withdrawn related to a $6 million community center in Brandon. One of the local bills that passed the delegation was requested by the Tampa Taxi Coalition and sponsored by Republican State Senator Jack Latvala. The bill designated some taxi permits as private property. Dina Levengood stood in solidarity with taxi drivers last year as they supported a bill from Rhonda Storms to do away with the Public Transportation Commission. And today she said not all taxi drivers may benefit from Latvala's bill. But Latvala said this bill would empower all taxi drivers equally.
You know, the certificate will cost the same for a driver to buy as for one of the biggest companies to buy. So there's no disparity in that. You know, it's just like anything else. You've got to have, you know, potentially, if you're going to start a business, just like I started a business years ago, you have to have the wherewithal to operate, you know, and buy insurance and those kind of things. But there's a lot of people that went into business as one-person operation that are now huge companies. So, you know, I'm sure that'll work out.
Other members of the public continue to speak throughout the afternoon. Several Awake the State members joined Mickey Castor of the League of Women Voters to call on state representatives and elected officials to protect the new redistricting amendments that passed with 63% voter approval. Public comment should continue until 6:30 tonight at the Oval Theater in the Marshall Center on the University of South Florida's Tampa campus. Reporting from Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton.